This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been three places today that weren't on his schedule, first in the West Bank, then in Cyprus, then he showed up in Baghdad as he tours the Middle East, attempting to tamp down tensions after the war erupted between Israel and Hamas last month. After an earlier visit to the occupied West Bank, Blinken landed in Baghdad on Sunday evening. It's his first visit to Iraq as the U.S. top diplomat. He held talks with Iraq Prime Minister Mohammed al-Sudani. The Israeli military Sunday presented evidence in the form of satellite photos showing Hamas rocket launch sites next to a hospital.
They launch rockets on Israel 75 meters from an hospital. Why? They know precisely that if Israel will airstrike a launch pad like that, the hospital would be damaged.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday rejected calls for a ceasefire in Gaza until all of the more than 240 hostages captured by Hamas are released. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. That is the sound of a nuclear missile being launched from Russia's new nuclear-powered submarine, the Imperator Alexander III. Russia says it carried out a successful test launch of the Bulava ballistic missile in the White Sea. Russia recently withdrew from the global treaty banning nuclear weapons tests. We are not currently able to confirm the location or date of that video, which was released by the Russian military. This is VOA News.